views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
It is Tuesday, April 15th, 2014, number 75. Since being in the YNTS studio, we are now currently airing on Itcher Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, audio graded, and we replay on W4CY Radio, K4HD Radio, 24/7 on iHeart. So if you're listening to the replay throughout the week, thanks for listening to us or listening to me. Our toll-free number is 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. Tweet me at Andrew Tree Geo. Email, spelled right, yoandrew at yoandrewnts.com, www.yoandrewnts.com. Welcome to the O'Andrew News Talk Show. It was a year ago, Boston Marathon bombing took place here in the United States, where two young men planted bombs at the finish line. They went off, and now a year later, we remember that event. And we here this hour will be remembering the Boston Marathon. We'll be remembering why these two men did it. We're going to remember who were the heroes. We're going to remember who the real foe is. It was only a year ago, and Howard, he remembers. He's been my phone screener for a long time. We, the next day, because it occurred April 15th, and that was a Monday, and our program's a Tuesday, so we, the next day, in about 24 hours, scooped up a whole 24-hour Boston Marathon program. And a great program it was. And I think we really gave the best information possible. And that was when both these men were on the run. Both these men were being chased and being looked for. And that's when it got scary. It wasn't those, all right, here's the explosion. No, it was another 3-4 days. People forget that. It was April 19th that evening where the younger suspect was caught, and now he's right now waiting for trial. This morning in Boston, there was a ceremony, and the Star Spangled Banner you just heard was from the ceremony when the moment of silence came and the gongs went off, remembering those who were injured, who are still hurt, and three of those victims who sadly passed away too early. And we do have the clip here of the moment of silence. And that's how I want to do my moment of silence here in the program with you. So this is from the ceremony that took place this morning, the moment of silence. Clip two, moment of silence, Boston Marathon bombing a year ago. We hashtagging here on Facebook and Twitter, Boston Strong, Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask that you join us in a moment of silence.
If you're just joining us here on the Orange News Talk Show from wherever you're listening, we just played the moment of silence and the bells ringing. This morning, it was a ceremony in Boston remembering 1 year ago Boston Marathon bombing took place. And that was the beginning of the day. There were so many more events that happened today. We saw many media outlets come out and give montages of survivors, those who have healed, those who are still suffering, hearing loss, body parts still recovering, and those who body parts will never recover again. They were covering that. Vice President Joe Biden made a speech today to the survivors, giving some inspiration. He was there. 1 year ago, some of us sit here and we wish we never have to even talk about this. You know it. I know it. We should be talking about something fun, something that we did today. Who wants to begin a radio program or begin listening to one and hearing a remembrance a year ago? The reason why I say that is it shouldn't happen. Every time a situation like this happens, I always say that. It shouldn't happen. Not here. Not the United States of America. Not the land of the free. Not the land of opportunity. Not the land where we beat out the British. Not the country where we came in a little bit later and we won World War I and we won World War II. Believe me, I am that guy to throw out a lot of negativity about the federal government and about the president and about both parties, issue here, issue there. But when it comes down to it, this country isn't so bad. This country's pretty good. And for those who believe differently and decide to show that in such a way to hurt us, I don't like that. And I know you don't like that either. Hashtag Boston Strong today, because we are strong. Why try to hurt us? We're going to get right back up again. We always do. And throughout the day today, we show that. We show that. And I am so proud of that fact. Maybe I wasn't outside. I couldn't go for that memorial run. It was raining. It was cold. But I did last year. And every mile I ran, I'm not joking with you. I did this last year. I don't lie on this program. I'm not no politician. I have no one to impress. Every foot I ran, and I saw an American flag waving, and many are already waving. Many more were. I put my right fist in the air. Every American flag I passed. And I believe on my Time Shop app on my iPhone, it's a very awesome app, by the way. It's if you have a Facebook or Twitter, what Time Shop does, it takes a post that you might have put up 2, 3, 4 years ago, and they tell you, well, we went back in time and we saw that you posted this, and I really hope Time Shop, the application, finds that post, of because I remember writing it on my Facebook that every foot, every mile I ran, my fist was up in the air for every American flag I passed. Because there's no reason why you think you can come at me. Who do you think you are? Think about who do you think you are? Come on. The United States, yeah, believe me, we do some stupid things. We all do. But by the end of the day, we're a pretty strong country. And if you want to bring us down, you got to do a lot more than that. I spoke about so many different issues when it comes to this. I spoke about what I'm speaking about right now. It should have happened. I spoke about emergency preparedness. I spoke about, will we forget? Have we forgotten? I spoke about conspiracies. I spoke about all types of issues. Today, I'm not going to do that. I really want to focus on the event itself. This hour, I want to focus on who was behind the Boston Marathon. And after months and months, and all the media and all the goop is out, now we know the facts. Now we know what happened. That's what I want to talk about. And of course, I want to hear from you also. 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687. And you can tweet me at Andrew Treat Geo. And you can Facebook me, Yo Andrew NTS, facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS. You can do that. I want you to join the conversation. A year ago, we had all this information coming at us. CNN, if you remember, got the majority of it wrong, like any other news media would when you're rushing out so much information because now you're competing with everybody. Now, CNN got some great pieces up. CBS, NBC, great pieces up. We here in this program got a lot of different pieces that I want to share with you this hour, including the article from the Rolling Stone, the magazine that had the cover of the terrorist that one of the terrorists that caused the Boston Marathon bombing. I read the full article today for the second time. I read it a year ago when I purchased the magazine, and I will be speaking about it some more. We're going to be going through all of this. I guess one question I want to ask before I go to my first break is, what have we learned and what have we not learned? What we learned is we are the greatest country in the world. We learned that. Because some people don't think that. Some people think we're weak. And a lot of people show that. But they end up learning, you know what, they're not that weak after all. We learned that we can't be reporting on issues the very second. We live in a different world, 24/7 media. I know. I'm there. I'm only once a week. I'm pretty inaccurate. If I was 5 days a week for 3 hours, I might be able to jump in the whole competing pool. I can't do that. What we learned, though, is we cannot give out information, especially those who want to know more information of where their loved one is. You can't do that. We learned that. We also learned that Boston is strong. The United States is strong. That's what we learned. But what haven't we learned? We haven't learned that terrorism is still a very large threat. Al-Qaeda is not the only group. There are many other groups, Muslim Brotherhood, the Hamas, and many more. They're getting bigger. They're getting smarter. And I'm not complimenting them. I am not. Don't put me on the pedestal, please. I am not doing such a thing. What I'm doing is I'm telling you the truth, and we have to take advantage of that. I've learned that we have not learned that there's still homegrown terrorism here in this country. And we need to figure out how to go about that. And I also learned that the internet plays a huge role. When I look at the pros and the cons of the internet, a con is how the bad guys have access to a variety of information that can hurt us in the long run. I learned all of this. And there's so many other things I've learned, and maybe we can get to it this hour. 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-YNTS. My question is to you, and Howard, I'm only taking questions on this. How do you think we could defeat terrorism? I'm not saying, do you think terrorism? No. How do you think we could defeat? What do you think? What's your strategy? Is war the strategy? Is more regulation the strategy? Is education the strategy? How do you think we could defeat terrorism? I personally think one of the largest threats to the human race. I'll be right back.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
My name is Dr. Howard Dinowitz. I'm a practicing podiatrist for near 30 years in the borough of Brooklyn. If you come to our office, we're going to take care of a multitude of all the foot problems that can affect your feet. We take care of painful ingrown nails, painful heels, painful arthritic condition, diabetic conditions, running injuries, sports-related injuries, overuse injuries, skin problems, anything that affects the foot from geriatrics to pediatrics and everybody in between. We're going to educate you. We're going to give you the comfort zone in going forward and everything that you need. Our philosophy is to be non-invasive and non-surgical. Anything it takes to educate you, to address the problem, and have you leaving knowing that everything was taken care of, we'll do.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
GEICO presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote GEICO's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my GEICO app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this GEICO spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the GEICO app.
If allergies put you at the corner of pollen counts are high and it's bringing me down, count on Walgreens to get you feeling better faster. We have the allergy solutions you need right where you need them. So swing by today, because when you feel bad, every second counts. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Get Claritin, the number one doctor-recommended non-drowsy allergy brand. Right now at Walgreens, Claritin Bonus Pack 30 Count comes with 10 free tablets. Use as directed.
Radionomy. Radionomy, the radio experience.
Radionomy.com.
Radionomy is available free of charge in the App Store. With Radionomy.com, the radio world is bigger than ever.
Follow Radionomy on social networks and listen to your favorite radio stations. Check out our latest news. Participate in our actions and win sumptuous gifts by entering our exclusive contests. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter /Radionomy, the radio experience.
Are you a musician who'd like to share your music with more than 4 million listeners? Join Jamendo.com, the world's largest platform for free and legal music. Upload your music online, choose a license to protect your rights, and allow people to freely enjoy your creations. Thanks to Jamendo, your songs will be available to professionals who need music for their business. We share 50% of revenue directly with you. Millions of listeners are waiting for your songs. Upload now on Jamendo.com.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo. We are now accessing the Yo Andrew Vault, April 16th, 2013.
And I also yesterday tweeted out this, and there's so many who have been saying this to my mother, and I want to say this tweet to you, to all of you who believe that I shouldn't run anymore, I should not run a race, I should not join a team, and I'm guessing you're talking about the whole running community. Well, I'm going to repeat this tweet that I posted, and it says this: some might never be able to run again. I, for one, ran for 8 years. I shall run another 8 for those. Hashtag pray for Boston. And that is the tweet, and you can go and you can retweet it on my Twitter page at Andrew Tweet Geo. So for those who believe that no one should run anymore, then you're just a bunch of fools.
If you don't trust the information reported to you,
stop this. I can't take this anymore.
Let Yo Andrew get the job done. Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Welcome back to the program. If you're just joining us, this hour we are hashtagging Boston Strong, and we are remembering 1 year ago Boston Marathon bombing took place. And I'm taking your calls at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687. Also on Twitter at Andrew Tweet Geo. Like on Facebook, facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS. And you can email me, YoAndrew@YoAndrewNTS.com. And the question that I am asking my audience is, how do you think we could defeat terrorism? How do you think we could do it? Because I don't think it's easy. You got war going on. Afghanistan, Iraq.
And you might say, well, we left Iraq. No, 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 no. Iraq is still around. I don't believe Iraq's fully gone. No. They're in their own civil war. We're always thinking, maybe we should go back in there. Of course, you don't want it. And of course, I don't want it. The reason why I don't want it is because we're going in there for the wrong reason. Unless President Obama and John Kerry, Secretary of State, actually gives a reason that's terrorist-related, because we are at war against terror since September 19, 2001, and we have not signed a peace treaty, we could go into Iraq, and you can't say anything about it. So, if they wanted to, they could. You got Egypt? No, Egypt. Egypt's actually very smart. Egypt, they saw the Muslim Brotherhood coming in, a radicalist group since the 1930s. They go all the way back. And when they saw President Morsi come in, they took him right out. They said, we don't want him. We want a democracy. We want fair elections. Because they saw, the people of Egypt saw Sharia law taking effect, banning businesses from selling alcohol beverages. They saw unemployment rising. And they said, no, this is not part of the constitution I wanted. We're getting him out. And they took him out. You have Syria, Iran, Pakistan. All this is going on. Groups all over the place. Me and my father, expecting, oh my, you know what? I didn't even announce my crew. Oh my, I'm so sorry. I guess we're getting Howard Forrest, my phone screen, Mary Claire, my producer, Moon Summer voiceover personality, my father spectating today, Giordano. Me and my father, we were watching a video right before we went on the air. It's right on CNN. It's a really good article. And I thought it was interesting. Let's load it up here. The title, it's called, and it's breaking news. So it might have popped up on your phone if you haven't seen it yet. And we'll put it on YoAndrewNTS.com later or tomorrow, because I like the video. Large Al-Qaeda gathering revealed in video, and it shows the leader of Al-Qaeda, the man behind Osama bin Laden. So this is the number two guy who had a whole speech today. Remember, this is a year after the Boston Marathon, and I don't know if this is a coincidence. They're having a whole this dangerous gathering, this large of Al-Qaeda in Yemen. They all come together, and the leader, and his name is al-Wahayishi, the number two leader of Al-Qaeda globally, and is the head of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. He's out there, he's speaking to all these men, supposedly soldiers, because they were holding guns in their hand, in the United States. And the CIA, we don't know if they kind of didn't know what was going on. How did you not know what was going on? There's a whole video of it. A whole video. And the video looked pretty clear. It wasn't from a camera phone. So how can you defeat something like this? You have this mass Al-Qaeda meeting. You see them regrouping. They also showed in the video how they are starting to obtain technology. Technology that will allow someone to go through a metal detector or go into a place with an explosive device, and there is no detection that they even have it on them. So how much does that scare you? How can we defeat this? 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. Yo, Andrew. And in my hand, I have the magazine, the Rolling Stone magazine, the magazine that everyone went crazy about. Do you remember? They put the cover of the young man. And by the way, I'm not saying their name because there's no reason to. Even though the title of the article I'm going to speak about names them. To the point. And I remember everyone went crazy about this cover, but I wanted to have it. Something about me and my news junkie self You want to have it. You want to have it. It's collector's item. If Alex Rodriguez, I don't know, was guilty and got kicked out of baseball, my phone screen, Howard Forbes, would love to have that magazine cover. ESPN magazine, they see A-Rod with a stunned face. No more baseball for you. I mean, come on. You hate the guy, but you want that magazine cover. So, and mine's still in very good condition. Very proud of myself. Usually, I don't keep these in good condition at all. But I'm happy that I did. So many people went crazy about the cover, because they thought it was promoting the suspect in a good way. You're going out there because you're losing money. I mean, come on. Rolling Stone made a good chunk of money. Hey, I bought the magazine. When do I read a magazine? I'm 23. I'm going to be 24 in 2 more months soon. I don't read magazines. I read blogs. I read articles. I watch videos. I share with my family, share with my friends. But I bought the magazine. And the article in the magazine is one of the best. One of the best. If you want information about the Boston Marathon, if you want information on who these two men were, and I'm talking who their friends were, how they get into the country, what they tweeted, what school they went to, who they married, their parents, their sisters, their uncle, their gym teacher, you name it, is in this article. And it's called, again, I don't want to say their names, but I'm going to say it just because it's the title and I want you to search for it. And this is also going to be on YoAndrewNTS.com. Even though it's in the magazine, you could read it on RollingStone.com. It's called Jahar's World. The subtitle, he was a charming kid with a bright future, but no one saw the pain he was hiding or the monsters he would become. And this article goes right through how this young kid, 20 years old now, he was 19 then, who was a normal kid. He was on the wrestling team. He was team captain. He was an honor student. He got a scholarship to go to a very good college in the Massachusetts area. He was well liked by his peers. The girls had a crush on him. And it's amazing how a year ago, him and his older brother planned such an attack. The second worst explosion on American soil since September 11, 2001. The article begins with Peter Pyak. Peter Pyak is the gym teacher of the younger bomber during the Boston Marathon bombing. And he was the one who went on TV on April 19th and said, when he was hiding, when he was in that shed, and the whole Boston area was on lockdown, he was the one that came on TV, and he was the one that told the young bomber that it's me. He went on to TV, and he came out, and he said, "This is Coach Pyak. There has been enough death, destruction, please turn yourself in." And at that precise moment, it was the west of Cambridge in suburban Watertown. The young bomber lay bleeding on the floor of a 22-foot motorboat, dry docked behind a white clapboard house. He was wounded just after the midnight in a violent confrontation with the police, with the older brother, who was 26 years old. He would have been 27. And, of course, he eventually came out. And the FBI believes that helped. And there's so much more detail into this story. If you want to know about the Boston Marathon, you should read this article, Jahar's World, and it's by Janet Reitman. And it was published and it was posted on RollingStone.com July 17th, 2013 at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time. When you read other articles, and I have many articles that I can read with you tonight. I can read about the poll that stated that there's no partisan, there's no biased opinion over the investigation results that came out to the Boston Marathon. I can read about that. And I can read about lessons that were not learned from 9/11. I can read about that. I can read an editorial of lessons that were not learned from the Boston bombing. I can read about that. I can read about four things that we learned from the Boston bombing. I can read about that. I can read about a lot of things. This cover story, this investigative story, answers all of your questions. You don't have to sit there anymore at a kitchen table and figure out why this young man did it, because this article will give you that answer. This article will give you the information. Now, why am I showing this to you in such a fashion? Why am I doing that? Because you have to know. You have to know what happened. You have to know why it happened. It's the only way for this to never happen again. Believe me, we can say it might happen. But why should we say that? It shouldn't happen ever again. Not today, not tomorrow, not the next day. We know this should never happen again. And I believe this article, by giving us insight on who he was and how he was, and how this young boy, who I would believe is a homegrown terrorism, by the information he was assessed to and how his older brother converted to this radicalized piece of the Islamic religion, that's a problem. And I think we need to read this article and appreciate it for what it is. We need to realize that there's still some real reporting out there that we could actually take. And I understand that the cover might not be the best choice, and it's a publicity stunt for Rolling Stone a year ago. But what we need to realize is we can't judge a book by its cover. You remember that when you were a kid, and in this article, you will read it. I can go into so much detail. I can show you my favorite parts of it, but I'm not going to, because I want you to read it for yourself. And I hope you could. YoAndrewNCS.com will have it up tonight or tomorrow, and you'll be able to read it yourself. It really is a great article. All the information you need. Everything you want to know about. Any questions you have, it's in this article. It's right here. And I feel no one should be able to try to look away from it. 5 pages of hard copy information that will give you all the information you need on these two brothers and where they lived and how they came to America and how they fit in and how the neighbors, what they said and what his friends said and teachers and the businesses and the aftermath of their family breaking up from 2011 to 2013. You gotta read it. I said it last year. I know if I didn't get my hands on this magazine, I would have never read the article. I would have never read it. So, you know what? Rolling Stone got my money. They got my money, and I'm glad they did. I'm glad they got my money, because I would never get to see the article. It's simple enough.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I tried everything.
The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs, nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
My name is Dr. Howard Dinowitz. I'm a practicing podiatrist for near 30 years in the borough of Brooklyn. If you come to our office, we're going to take care of a multitude of all the foot problems that can affect your feet. We take care of painful ingrown nails, painful heels, painful arthritic condition, diabetic conditions, running injuries, sports-related injuries, overuse injuries, skin problems, anything that affects the foot from geriatrics to pediatrics and everybody in between. We're going to educate you. We're going to give you the comfort zone in going forward and everything that you need. Our philosophy is to be non-invasive and non-surgical. Anything it takes to educate you, to address the problem, and have you leaving knowing that everything was taken care of, we'll do.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
If allergies put you at the corner of pollen counts are high and it's bringing me down, count on Walgreens to get you feeling better faster. We have the allergy solutions you need right where you need them. So swing by today, because when you feel bad, every second counts. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Get Claritin, the number one doctor-recommended non-drowsy allergy brand. Right now at Walgreens, Claritin Bonus Pack 30 Count comes with 10 free tablets. Use as directed.
Radionomy.
Radionomy, the radio experience.
Radionomy.com.
Radionomy is available free of charge in the App Store. With Radionomy.com, the radio world is bigger than ever.
Follow Radionomy on social networks and listen to your favorite radio stations. Check out our latest news. Participate in our actions and win sumptuous gifts by entering our exclusive contests. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter /Radionomy, the radio experience.
Are you a musician who'd like to share your music with more than 4 million listeners? Join Jamendo.com, the world's largest platform for free and legal music. Upload your music online, choose a license to protect your rights, and allow people to freely enjoy your creations. Thanks to Jamendo, your songs will be available to professionals who need music for their business. We share 50% of revenue directly with you. Millions of listeners are waiting for your songs. Upload now on Jamendo.com.
Your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
inviting the Democrats.
We know that the nation that goes all in on innovation today will own the global economy tomorrow.
And the Republicans to the conversation.
You know, the president said, if we pass this law, health care costs will go down. Well, now we find out that health care costs are going up for most Americans.
You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
We are taking your calls, and we are taking your tweets and Facebook messages and emails. I asked you that question, how do you think we can defeat, that's the key word, terrorism, here on the Yo Andrew News Talk Show. In this hour, we are remembering, and we are speaking about the Boston Marathon bombing that took place 1 year ago. What I'm going to do, and I want to take your direct tweets also, that comes to my Twitter, at AndrewTweetGeo, spell it right, AndrewTweetGeo. I want to read out some tweets, many today, and this is a very popular hashtag, Boston Strong. And many people tweeted out Boston Strong today. And I want to go through some of the tweets. Famous people. Civilians. And of course our own crew tweeted out today. And it ended with hashtag Boston Strong. And you can easily read many of these tweets by going on your Twitter account and just typing in Boston Strong. And we have a few right here that I want to read out to you that I liked. It is Barstool Sports, and they tweeted, "This is still the only Boston Strong video you need to see on today's 1 year anniversary." And they made a awesome video remembering a year ago. Ellen DeGeneres, she tweeted, "Sending my love to the people of Boston. Your spirit is incredible. Hashtag Boston Strong." Chris Miller, he tweeted, "This deserves endless retweets. What a great city. Hashtag Chicago. Hashtag Boston Strong." And what you see in Chicago, the White Sox players, they were in the White Sox caps. They're wearing, though, Boston Strong t-shirts. The logo of the Boston Red Sox with the logo. It's actually a really awesome picture. MSNBC, they posted an article, 26.2 miles of therapy, 1 year later in Boston. And you'll be able to see another video of how a news outlet reported on the Boston Marathon a year ago. ABC World News, hashtag Boston Strong, we endure, we overcome. And you see a picture, we are Boston, we are America, we respond, we endure, we overcome, and we own the finish line. And that was by Vice President Joe Biden today. We scroll down the Boston Strong. Our friend Howard, Mayor Bloomberg, he tweeted today. And he tweeted, "Today my thoughts and prayers with all those affected by the bombings last year in Boston. Hashtag Boston Strong." Mayor Bloomberg, he joined the conversation. American Red Cross joined the conversation today. They tweeted, "Today our thoughts are with the families of the victims of the Boston Marathon bombing and the people of Boston. Hashtag Boston Marathon." Dane Cook, he posted a picture on Instagram and he put it up on his Twitter. And if you see this picture on Dane Cook, comedian Dane Cook, by the way, you see the words Boston Strong and you see the different logos. Yo, Howard, you would really like this picture. I'm going to send this to you and you should post it on your Facebook page. You see the B, that's the Boston Red Sox logo with the Sox hanging. And you see other sport teams, the Patriots, the Bruins, the American flag, the Celtics logo. And it's all these different logos being the O's and the G's and the and the S's. Really awesome picture. And that was by Dane Cook. Howard Forrest, my phone screener, by the way. Probably wondering, who's that guy, Howard? He's my phone screener. He loves this stuff. We move on. Scrolling down Twitter. Boston Marathon. Boston Strong. Very popular hashtag today. You can tweet me at AndrewTreeGeo if you want to. If you want to call me up and answer that question, how do you think we could defeat terrorism? 855-712-YNTS, toll free. I'm not taking your money on this program. I'm here to show your voice. Bill Clinton, he tweeted 1 year later, inspired by so many stories of survival and hope, my thoughts are with Boston today. Hashtag Boston today. Excuse me, Boston strong. Senator Ted Cruz, he tweeted, today America stands Boston strong. As you remember the heroism, courage, and resilience in the face of a terrorist attack. The White House, please join President Obama in a moment of silence to honor the victims of last year's Boston Marathon bombing. And that happened at 2:49 p.m. Eastern Time today. And they hashtagged Boston Strong. The History Channel, watch the heroic story of Boston Marathon first responder Carlos Arredondo, the man in the cowboy hat. And you can watch that story on History Channel. NPR Politics, they quoted Joe Biden's quote today at the Boston Bombing Anniversary Memorial. He tweeted that. Cassidy Pope, former head singer of Hey Monday and one of the winners of The Voice, I'm going to retweet her. Love Cassidy. She tweeted, a year ago today, one city proved the world just how strong they really are. You're in my thoughts, Boston. Hashtag Boston strong. WWE Fandango tweeted one simple. Hashtag Boston strong. Mayor de Blasio of New York, the current mayor, he tweeted, thoughts and prayers with our brothers and sisters in Boston. Their courage in the wake of a tragedy will never be forgotten. Governor Cuomo of New York. We have a lot of New Yorkers, politicians, tweeting here. Again, we are reading out those today who tweeted Boston Strong. These are supposedly the most popular ones. Hashtag Boston Strong has been trending all day today, remembering. And you can tweet me at AndrewTreeGeo, your direct tweet, or you can call me up, 855-712-YNTS. How do you think we could defeat terrorism? That's the question for you before we end off the hour. Andrew Cuomo, today we remember there is no evil that can triumph in a community that is Boston strong. And what I'm going to do is I am going to retweet every tweet I read to you. So you can go on at AndrewTreeGeo and you'll be able to read all the tweets that I have just read out on the air on the O'Andrew News Talk Show this Tuesday night. New York's mayor's office, remembering those who lost their lives in Boston 1 year ago during today's moment of silence at 2:49 p.m. That was at the mayor's office. Did I say White House? Oh my God. No, it was the New York mayor's office. It wasn't the White... Wait, no, it was... No, it wasn't the White House. It was the New York mayor's office. Okay, let's see. I'm still retweeting. Red Cross of America. We read that wonderful tweet. Mike Bloomberg. So we are retweeting everything that we read today here on the program. And really love some of these great tweets. And I love the hashtag Boston Strong. I'm going to read one more tweet before I have to go to news break. Let me choose one. Gotta be a gun. Oh, we are struggling. Gotta find a good one. Okay. Let's see. Many great tweets. It's amazing how Twitter can become such a wonderful conversation to have. Especially today. New York Post, they tweeted out, our thoughts and prayers are with all those affected by the Boston Marathon tragedy that happened 1 year ago. Boston strong. When I come back on the Orange News Talk Show, we will be changing subjects. 2 weeks ago, the Fort Hood shooting took place. Have we learned from that? What do we have to say? My guest up next. Don't be left behind.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.